Hi Sophie, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
How are you? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm not over the hump. But
no.
On the way.
You are on the way.
So I just wanted to report, okay?
Okay.
Without any drama. Is it possible?
Yes.
No drama. Thank you. So yesterday, around, I don't know what time it was, early afternoon, I had this, I don't know what to call it, a conversation with Source, where Source informed me that the energy actually can heal the COPD. It can drain or whatever. I made up the word drain, okay, because Source doesn't talk in words. This swamp that my lung is, it's 70% full of mucus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. So that's why I am so weak. That's why I can't breathe. That's why I have the panic every time I need to take a breath. And that's why I couldn't lie down.
Oh.
So I ordered an MP3 player through Instacart from Best Buy because my previous one died just before this whole incident.
Oh.
Anyway, so it came. They were gracious enough to bring it to the second floor. I set it up, and by 3 a.m., I could actually lie down.
Oh, wow.
So until now, I have been in bed. And I mean, it's still really take all discipline to manage that I don't try to breathe deeper than I can to avoid the panic. But I slept, I would say, about 5 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So with that, I already slept 15 hours since this began.
Oh, wow.
You can't imagine what it's like to have no sleep for 10 days in a row.
I can't imagine.
It's just absolutely horrible. it's like it takes 3 minutes to actually decide to go to the bathroom, and another 3 minutes to actually go to the bathroom.
Wow.
It's just horrible.
I can't believe our brain still functions with.
No, it isn't. So that's another thing I wanted to share. So there, 10% of the time, I'm completely and 100% present to what's going on, which is actually very important.
Oh.
Because to be able to document this can make a difference in the world, right? So I see a book or at least a pamphlet in it. And a product.
Mm.
You know how many people have pulmonary obstruction, difficulty
yes.
to breathe, like millions in just
yeah.
the United States. So 10% of the time I'm like that. Now 90% of the it's like Narnia, it's like the craziest fantasy, totally incongruent flying shit. Yeah, it's like horrible, it's like phantasmagoria, and I am 7 places at the same time. It's very interesting.
Wow.
So some of the time I saw that I should worry about my sanity, right? But I'm not. I mean, if my sanity goes, fuck that. It goes.
Yeah.
What can I do, right?
Wow.
So the prediction is that in 4 more days, I'm going to see a difference.
Okay.
And in 20 days, it's going to be gone to the degree that it can be gone. That there are going to be horror in between, like coughing shitstorm, okay?
Oh yeah, to get all that mucus out.
Yes, because it's in little bulbs. No energy can drain it from the little bulbs that has no connection to anything.
Oh.
I'm going to do some search. Until now, I haven't been able to do anything. No, except one thing. So today I could declare some results, right? I could finish an e-book that I started on the Kindle sitting. I couldn't do it lying down. But it's an accomplishment, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, that's an accomplishment. Source also tells me that I need to fast. It's a little complicated because I'm very hungry.
Oh,
yeah. I'm very hungry. Yeah. Daydreaming about egg yolks.
Oh. Wow. Boy, yeah. This is really something.
You know, a lot of people go through shit, but they are not present. So I thought I am sharing so that somebody remembers what happened.
Oh, wow. Well,
so my hunch is that in about four more days, I'm going to be able to get an answer emails. I read, by the way, what you write. You know that, right?
I wasn't sure. But,
yeah, I read every time. There's one thing I want you to know, but I didn't have the energy to write it down. So you ask, where are they coming from, right? The politicians. But the question is not that. Is their right in the right place? That's the question.
Oh.
That's a big difference. You may not see it now, but you will see it if you say, okay, so they're coming from their heart, but is their heart at the right place? And then you don't know the answer, because you don't know the answer to that. Is their right at the right place will depend on you too, I think. The purpose of that exercise is not only to get yourself more dancing room, but to actually train or get who you are or who you could be. Because when you ask, is that person's heart in the right place, you have to look at your heart. Okay? And that's very, very transformative.
Is that person's heart in the right place?
Intellectually, you can't get it. It's totally, it's not moral either. It's a physical, sensational thing. My heart is in the right, okay, right? My heart is at the right place with this illness, right?
Right.
Just before I had the breakthrough, I planned out exactly how I'm going to kill myself. Because going through hopelessness, okay, that has no light at the end of the tunnel, is not, my heart is not in the right place, right? You see that? If you go through it and it goes nowhere, then your heart is not in the right place. You are putting yourself through unnecessary suffering.
Oh.
See that?
Yeah.
Because you are the most important person on the planet. You are the most important person on the planet. So if you don't have your heart in the right place about yourself, then you don't have your heart in the right place. So when you look at those politicians, and I'm just going out on a limb, when you look at those politicians, they don't have their heart in the right place about themselves. They are not going to be happy. They are not going to be happy when they get what they want. Not the right thing for them. Often they have to go against their own humanity.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to them, for them. It's horrible. They live a horrible life. Because they think what they want is important, but it's not. It's not important.
Oh, what do you think? What they want is important, and it's not important at all. They want to make a difference, right?
No, they don't.
No?
No. It's some ideal. You know, when I say I am going to write that book and I'm going to make a customized version of the energy available to people who can't breathe, do you think my heart is at the right place?
Yes.
But why?
Because you want to...
No, because not what I want. What I want doesn't matter.
Because others will benefit.
Because it's going to make me happy. I am the most important person of the planet, not others.
Because it's going to make you happy.
Yes.
Because it's going to...
Yeah, it's going to make me happy. It doesn't matter what it does. It's going to make me happy.
Oh.
You see that the whole world is fucked up?
Yeah. I didn't see that. So you're doing it to make you happy.
Yes.
And others just, and it happens that others benefit.
Exactly. And I'm happy that I find something that will make me happy that benefits other people, because there's no other way to be happy, okay? There's no happiness just for you. You always spread. But people were turned outside and they look at what other people and it doesn't make them happy.
That seems to be the big thing, is we don't really get what will make us happy. We think the wrong things will.
Because we were taught. You know, I also had an insight accidentally into unborn babies. You see, if the father and the mother says, my baby, okay?
Yeah.
Then it's a person. Then it's a person. Nobody else can say that's a person. Only the mother and the father. Actually, both. See that? When they want to protect it with their own life, then that's a person.
Oh,
see that?
See, yeah. That
nobody knows any fucking thing. They just talk through their asses.
Wow.
I never had that. Okay. So for me, you can't prove that it's a person. I just got how it's a person. For whom it's a person.
For whom
it's somebody, for somebody it's a future.
Oh. That they would protect with their lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see how deep life is and how shallow humans are?
Yeah.
So the question is their heart or his heart or her heart in the right place? And if the purpose of what they are doing is not their own happiness, okay?
Yeah.
Now, look at some people, okay? So I say Nelson Mandela, his heart was at the right place. How do you know? I don't know. I see it. That smile. I don't know. I just see it. That makes him happy. Do I see anybody else? No, not yet. So I'm going to look, okay? But not yet. Any American? No. Maybe Benjamin Franklin, okay? Because Benjamin Franklin's whole emphasis wasn't the creation of America. His whole purpose was to create himself as a worthwhile human being, okay? And he found joy in participating in most anything for his own sake. Yes.
So his heart would be in the right place because he's for himself.
Yes. But not just from himself. That is where the Kabbalistic statement, desire to receive for the sake of sharing, which means you don't hoard happiness. You allow happiness to be for other people too, but that's not your purpose. Tell me, Ben, the half an hour is up.
You allow happiness for others too, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to make you happy.
Exactly. So I teach because it makes me happy. Oh, I write articles because it makes me happy.
Oh.
I create stuff because it makes me happy. I teach because it makes me happy.
Does it make you happy because others benefit?
No.
No.
Because it makes me happy.
Oh. That brings up a question. There's an older article, well, kind of recent article that you wrote, and I don't know if I'll say this right, but as I recall, it was about that we would need to be, that the soul can, it was the one about the biggest complaint, and that the soul can tell us basically what our purpose is through that biggest complaint. But we need to be in a place where we know we need guidance from soul to see what that is. Did I say that right? So I'm just wondering if we aren't aware of what it is that would make us happy.
No, don't worry about what would make us happy. Start eliminating what doesn't.
You
mentioned it in one of your reports that you are starting. Yes. Continue. Do that intensely and eliminate it for good. And you are going to left with what's important. It's clear to me that something is important about our relationship to you. Am I right?
Yes.
There's some place where happiness is close. What is it? I don't know, but it's close.
Mm.
If I wanted to compare you to a person, I would say you are like Benjamin Franklin. You want to be the best you can be. And that makes you happy. You haven't had much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the little bit, not, but the no, you had little bits. The little bit that you have had made you happy. We think yes, but that doesn't matter. It's points. Points to something.
Oh.
And it's consistent with your first incident. You wanted to be the best you could be. And your father said you're not.
Oh.
Not many people have that. Definitely not. I don't know anybody else.
Oh,
anybody,
yeah.
I mean, everybody has a complaint about other people, not about themselves. You said I failed. You see, we found the area where what prevents you from being the best you can be is the lots of seemingly important stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to be the best I could be, and I failed.
Yeah, and you thought that that was significant, that was forever. Because a little three-year-old doesn't know, doesn't have perspective.
I guess I said maybe I never could be.
Yeah, you said I'm not enough.
Wow.
And luckily, that is the kind of thing that you can become any moment.
Any moment?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just have to get my chickpeas out of the oven here.
You are doing the same stupid thing?
No, I'm making these for Ralph because he has to leave on a business trip to California. But I actually did experience the joys of peeling my chickpeas at one point. I made hummus the other day. Uh-huh. And I read an article from a Middle Eastern woman who said that you really should peel them to make hummus. To be honest, I didn't know that they even had skins till you told me. Yeah.
Everything has skins.
Yeah. Oh, Ralph says he hopes you're feeling better.
Not yet, but I'm getting there. Thank you.
Not
very
yet,
much.
But she sees the end in sight. So she says, thank you very much. Yeah, I actually didn't know that they had skins, but the lady put in the article that you can have them under running water and scoop them up in handfuls and rub them between your hands.
Yes, yes.
And the skins come off.
Yeah, exactly.
So it still took me a really long time, but it did make amazing hummus.
Smooth.
Really smooth. And then I roasted what was left and I ate those and I had no issues with those whatsoever. So thank you for telling me that.
One of the things that happened in between is that I was bleeding from my stomach.
Oof.
So when I spent like 20-30 minutes on healing with the light energy, and it healed the skin. But...
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you something about the light energy, too. When I do, because every now and then I do the ovary energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the light energy something I can use on ovaries, and does it matter if there's one or the other?
Which ovary? Use it on both.
I mean, is
the ovary that has a problem is on the right hand side.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if I use the light energy or the ovary healing energy?
It's the both. It's the same.
They're the same. Okay.
I just the reason I break it up is to teach people where to put their hand.
I see.
But otherwise, it's exact same energy. There are a lot of people who buy one and use it for everything.
Oh. Okay.
I use it for the stomach. I use it for the liver. I am contracted to heal Bonnie. And of course, I don't have enough energy. And she has a special case, I think. I still haven't been able to put all my attention there, where I think that her thingy is calcified and disrupting the flow. So at this point, I just empty the liver of toxins, but I haven't been able to get to her thingy. I don't want to say the name, sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like her mother. No, her mother's thingy in the ovary calcified. Was it in the ovary? I don't remember. I am so grateful that you're talking to me.
Oh, I'm grateful too. It's good to hear your voice.
For me, it brings me back to sanity. Like I am not that little creep. Suffering. I am more than that.
That's what I wonder when I think about you. I think, what is she thinking? What is she asking Source? What is, for someone like you to go through this is so different than if it were me. And I'd be probably just going, what's wrong with me? I must be doing something wrong. The panic I go into whenever the same thing when I get the cancer back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're panicking from the wrong thing. That's the problem. You see, I'm panicking from not being able to breathe.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the right thing because it's there, it's real. But cancer is nothing else but a sign. It tells you something. It's a communication device.
Hmm.
So panicking because you don't know what you are, what you should pay attention to, that would be totally appropriate. So now you are closer to know what you should be doing, right?
Yes, I think so. Because I don't know what to pay attention to. Yeah, the panic I get when I get cancer is I don't know. I can't say I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's like
I tell you what you tell me, okay? That I won't have a chance to live a life that I love. That's what you always tell me. And that's actually accurate.
Yeah. And that I won't have time.
Be happy.
To be happy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy with myself. And you know, I'm happy with myself even now. It makes absolutely no sense, right? And it does. Why? Because the only proof of happiness is what I feel. There's no outward happiness.
Hmm. The only proof of happiness is what you feel. Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody says that, oh, you are so happy, and I can say no. What makes you say that? Because I'm laughing. I laugh a lot. Am I happy every time I laugh? No. No. Happiness is not a continuous feeling. It's a moment. You look, am I happy? And then you feel happy, or just accidentally you feel happy. I don't think there is constant happiness. But as I said, to be happy, your heart needs to be at the right place.
Hmm.
And certain signs. So for instance, when is Ralph in earshot?
No.
Okay, so when Ralph broke off with that woman and blocked her call. That was a moment when he had his heart in the right place.
Mm.
You have a good man there.
And I didn't even know it.
No, because you don't have the distinction.
Yeah. I see it more and more now, because now when I see that I'm the one being entitled and I would expect his normal reaction, he doesn't react like he used to. It's like he's in my, this sounds corny, but it's like he's in my corner. And I never believed that before.
Right.
Yeah. That whole purpose challenge has been a real eye-opener in a lot of ways.
Yeah. All right, love, 48 minutes, go.
Okay, I can talk anytime this afternoon too, if you want
love
to talk.
Love you to pieces.
Love you too, Sophie, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.